Nolte, teachers tell students to push parents to vote yes on Virginia gerrymandering scheme. By John Nolte on April 21, 2026. Two public school teachers in Fairfax, Virginia, abused their position by telling their students to pressure their parents to vote yes on that state's gerrymandering scheme. On Friday, I picked up my 14-year-old twin boys from school, and both jumped into the car and asked whether I was voting yes on Virginia's redistricting measure Tuesday, writes Kelly Sadler in the Washington Times. That's a no, she told them. She then wondered why they asked, as her boys know exactly how I feel about this shameless power play by the liberals in Richmond. Turns out, she writes, that in both of their civics classes that day, taught by two different teachers in Fairfax County Public Schools, they were urged to go home and persuade their parents to vote yes. Watch, Virginia conservatives sound the alarm on Democrat gerrymandering scheme ahead of vote. She adds that the teachers used the same talking points being spewed by endless Democratic campaigns by telling the students that a yes vote would make the state's congressional maps as fair as they can be to stop Donald Trump at all costs. While running for office last year, Democrat Governor Abigail Spanberger promised not to rig the congressional map of the Purple State with a gerrymandering scheme that would hand 10 of 11 congressional districts to Democrats when, as of right now, they have 6 out of 11. Obviously, that 6 out of 11 best represents a state Kamala Harris only won by 5 points. But because all Democrats lie, one of Spanberger's first acts after assuming office was to launch her scheme to rig the congressional map. We'll know the results tonight or early tomorrow. Polls show the redistricting rig is on the bubble. Watch, peak irony, Democrat signs to vote for gerrymandering say don't let them rig elections. Regardless, look at what's happening in our public schools. Taxpayer-funded schools have become super PACs for the Democrat Party. This should be a fireable offense. Worse still, people with zero ethics are getting hired as teachers, a profession where the well-being of the child should take precedent over all things. Instead, we have teachers, and there are plenty more examples than this one in Fairfax, abusing their authority in order to brainwash children, to come between parent and child, and to indoctrinate them rather than teach them to think critically. I don't ever remember a teacher expressing any kind of personal opinion. Granted, I went to school 40 years ago, in a different America. But even in my current affairs classes, I don't remember a teacher ever taking a side on Ronald Reagan or the dumb denuclearization debates of the days. We were always encouraged to take in information and form our own opinions. This has been today's episode of Do Whatever It Takes to Homeschool Your Kids.